We're starting Be'ezus Hashem, Nazir Daf Nun Aleph. We're beginning at the very first word. So just to jump back into the sugya here, the Mishnah and then Tesim and Beis discussed what the bar is for Tumah, for Tumas Hameis, to become a Nazir Tumeah. That it's going to be different. There's a Lachal Mesh Misinai, that it's different. For instance, even though a Revius Dam would be Matama Ba'el, that if there's a Revius worth of Dam in a house, and somebody walked into that house, the person would be a tummy mace. For Nazir, a Nazir is not going to be Megaleach. That's one example. So to discuss the bar, we said one of the categories was Maloy Tarvid Rekev, a ladleful or spoonful of rot. And what we said was that's decomposed bone of a person. We'll see, we'll go into a little bit more, some more of the specifics. That'll be today, will be the whole daf will essentially be about Rekev. But it's a ladleful of rot that turned into like a dust. It decomposed to a level that turns like a dust, so it's body dust. And we had just to finish off on yesterday, at Nunam and Beis, we mentioned there was two different shiurim. What is the ladleful size? Chizki has said it's just the palm without the fingers, and Rabbi Yechanan said the whole hand, at least according to most Rav Mefarshim, that was Rabbi Yechanan's pshat in it. And we had a nice pshat in Tarsin, which would be interesting to keep in mind. What the Svaras HaMachlekes is it had to do with the Yitzira of Adam HaRishon. Was it the Vayitzer two Yitziras, and therefore Adam was only created from a half, and therefore it's half the size? And Rabbi Yechanan, was it the full ladle size? And I think it's a nice trap because it'll fit into a lot of the categories we talk about, Malay Tarvid Rekev, although some of the things we're going to see here, it's Halacha L'Moshe Mitzinai, so that's the reason. The reason, the why is because Halacha L'Moshe Mitzinai, because Kadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe that. But maybe some of the tam, the svara, could be explained by using this mashal that it has to trace back to other region. We'll bring a few different makaris that I think could bring a right to that. So we'll start the first word, Tana Rabbanan, Ezo Meis Sheyesh Le Rekev. So we're discussing what is this rekev, this rot. So what is a mace that has this rekev? Meaning what? Give me some of the dinim, a specific dinim about this mace in order to classify as rekev. Meisha nikbar arum, it has to be a mace that is buried naked. Ba'arun shal shayish, in a coffin that is made out of marble. Ayagabi ritzpa shal abanim, or on a floor of abanim. Zehu meisha yesh le rekev. This is a mace that has rekev. Specifically, like we'll see in a moment, later in the Gemara, but specifically, that it has to be uncontaminated rekev. And if you look at the first Rashi, or the Mefarish, the first one, he says, ein leitayis rekev. For instance, if we're going to see in a second if he's buried with his clothes, he says, "Ein lano halacha l'meish misinai sheyehei rekev." It's halacha l'meish misinai, so we know rekev is halacha l'meish misinai sheyehei rekev mitama, that it should be mitama ela rekev habam and ames atzbay beloy taruvais. There can't be any contamination of any sort of foreign object. And again, I think this fits very nicely into this idea that if it's representative of the creation of Adam HaRishon, so it's that Adam came from the Avar, and it's El Avar Tashav, so what encapsulates the body? Encapsulates the body, that is a rekev, a Molei Tarvid Rekev, so it needs to be just like it came from the ground, uncontaminated, meaning it was from the ground, and from that one Molei Tarvid Rekev, a whole guf, a whole body, there was a creation of a person. So too, when it goes back, it has to go back and unadulterated. It can't be contaminated with other foreign objects. Nikbar b'ksusay ba'aron shalesh. So therefore, if the mace was buried with his clothing or in an aron shalesh, in a wood coffin, ayagabi ritzpa shal levenim, or on bricks. So bricks will actually dissolve a little bit. So all these things, clothes, eventually will dissolve. So the problem is that you're going to have a body that decays, that turns into essentially ash. And if the body was buried with clothing, it'll be a ladle full of body plus ash. And I want to highlight another point just so we understand this, because we need a Malay Tarvid of unadulterated rekev. However, we're going to see, and the Gemara is going to discuss in different parts, that we need the whole body to rot together. Then we take one ladle from the body, and that is in the category of rekev. Okay? Well, this will come out from the Gemara later. We'll see this later on the daf, but it's just important to, I think, to keep that in mind. Because it seems somewhat objective, some of these rules. So we have to just kind of stay within the lines of the categories of the rules of Halacha L'Moshe Mitzinai. Okay, Zeh Meis She'ein Le Rekev. So again, these are all categories of mace that's not going to have a rekev. Okay, now in regards to rekev, so it sounds like if you took it on the surface, And Tosus really says this. Zeu mei she'en lo rekev. If you go right across the Tosus, v'afilu lakach arba'i chamesh tarvadim. Even if you take four or five ladlefuls, min arekev shaloish, v'vada yesh kam malay tarvin miguf. Meaning, let's say you had a body that that you had a little bit of clothes. It died with some clothes, and now it decomposed. So fine, I understand one malay tarvin rekev. I have some mixture of some clothing rot in there. But if I take four or five rekavim, then I definitely have one ladle of the rekav mace. Tosfos says, even still, the goal here, again, if we just want to understand the hyper-specificity of this, is that it has to be a molei tarvin of unadulterated rekav, because we go back to that idea, that if we go back to the idea and say that it came from Adam Arishan. The point is that it doesn't matter how many you have. It's not about getting to a quantity. It's like almost like symbolic, in a way, of putting an unadulterated molei tarvin rekav back in the ground. Now, I just want to point out, that's Tosfos' shita here. There's a Rashi in Nida who argues. He says that if you take a rekev plus, because let's say in a situation, the Gemara says if you take in Mishnah Ahilos, says if you take a rekev plus, that would be Mentama. And Rashi in Nida explains that Mishnah in Ahilos by one of the Lashonis Rashi is by saying, yeah, because there were some other foreign matter in there, and therefore it had to be more than a rekev. Which means that Rashi holds that if you just get to a rekev, meaning, even if you have taruvos, but if you get to the net quantity of a rekev, and some are medayik from the mafarish later, back on daf samachay, similar idea. So it seems like Akupan, according to Tosfos, it doesn't matter how much quantity, it's almost like a symbolism. You got to get a molei tarvin rekev unadulterated in, and even if you get enough quantity to make sure that you have a molei tarvin rekev. Amr ula, en rekev ela habam en abasar, en aginim en atomis. So again, another rule. So again, the first din was rekev can't be contaminated, can't have mixture. Number two is, we're going to see, Ula says, rekev has to come from a mixture of basar, gidim, and atzomis. So it's a mixture of all the three. That's bone, flesh, and the gidim, the sinews. Esve Rava says to Ula, rekev abam min habasar tahar, that if it comes just from meat, it's tahar. Hamina etzem tame. If it comes from the etzem, it's tame. So it sounds like basar is tahar, etzem is tame, afagav deleka basar, even though there's no basar. It says it just has to have from bone. Then it would be tame. You just said you need all three, bone, meat, and gidim, and sinews. So the Gemara says, emahachi rekev haba mina basar tahar, ad sheyeis etzem basar. No, you have to have bone and meat. So the Gemara says, well, 1 second. Ula said three things, bone, meat, and gidim. Haleka gidim. There's no gidim. So how are you telling me that bone and meat would be matama? So Mar says, no, because it's impossible. You can't have basar and atzamas without gidim. And the obvious question is, the Gemara just said one daf ago, Rava came to explain the Mishnah, what's the example of mace? The first category where he said it's mace, but kazayas ben amace. And the Gemara said, well, if a kazayas ben amace is matama, then why would the Mishnah need to say a whole mace is matama? One of the pshatim we gave to that mace doesn't actually mean a regular, normal, operating or non-operating corpse, but rather it means it's a child who doesn't have gidim. He has basar and atzamas, and there's no gidim, so it's some sort of degenerative disease where he has bones and flesh, but he doesn't have any gidim to tie it together, and even still, so that's not in the category of a mace, so still, that's going to be matama. So Tosfos comes to say that, yeah, that's because it's a degenerative disease. We're talking about a normal person. So in a normal situation, yes, there's that exception, but in a normal situation, you can't have basar and gidim without having you can't have basar and atzamas without having gidim. Okay. And again, just to point out, like I said the second idea to keep in mind, as we're going to see this later, is that, of course, we need, and it's, again, almost symbolic if you think in a way, the body needs to decompose and rot bone, meat, and gidim together. Once that happens, you could take a molei tarvin rekev, even if you only get bone, or even if you only get meat, you don't need to have all three in that rekev, but the rotting, the rekev process that needs to happen, like I said, almost symbolically, is that all that happens together, and then you take a molei tarvin rekev. So we don't actually, you know, if we do a DNA sampling and we see that there's no gidim, it doesn't mean it's not metame. It's the idea that when it became into rot, it needed to be in that category. So again, just like taruvas, clothing, or a wood coffin, or any even brick, which will dissolve a little bit, would be considered a contamination of your rekev. So what happens in shnei mesim shekivrim zezeh? So let's say you bury two mesim next to each other. Nasu galgalan zelazeh. So again, galgalan is also a lushan. There's different, they much of exactly how to translate galgalan, but the idea is that it's also taruvas. That one is going to create cross-contamination of the other. And you won't have a pure malay tarvet of unadulterated rekev. Okay, Masav Rav Nachman, rekev above base, mesim tamei. So we just said it's nasu galgalim, which sounds like it's contamination. If it's a contamination, then it's not going to be metame. Now we have a straight up Mishnah or Brisa that says rekev above min beis mesim tame, that it is tame. So the Gemara answers, I'm a Rava shekavru zeb ifnei atzmai, vizeb ifnei atzmai. No. What we mean is that you have a net product that comes from two, but you buried each body, zeb ifnei atzmai, vizeb ifnei atzmai, vihir kivu. Again, it has to be symbolic. They have to get to that stage of rekev, the amdu amalei tarved rekev. Okay, so again, if you had two bodies separate that were buried, that went through the symbolic rotting process, and then you took a half a spoonful from each, that would become that would actually be matama. But if you bury two bodies together, and then it rotted, and now you have a pile of ash, then you took one, that would not be. Amar Rabba Bar Chanan, Amar Rav Yechanan, gozuzu sara, let's say you cut off his hair, v'kavra imai, and you buried his hair with him. So you gave him a haircut and then put it in the coffin with it. Put it in the marble coffin. Nasal galgalin. Again, that would also be a contamination. Tanhasam. So the Mishnah Nida says, Kol shebe mace, tame. Any part of the mace is tame. Chutz min ashinayim basar batziporin. Except for teeth, hair, and fingernails. Ubishas chiburan kulan tmeim. So again, we're saying that those body parts are... So again, if a hand is cut off from a person, Eivar min achai would be metame like Aver and a mace. It would be metame as an Aver, even if it came from a live person. The exception is the fingernails, the hair, and the teeth. Those are not going to be metame. However, Rishas Chiburon Kulon Tmeim. So meaning, if let's say, and the way Tosis explains this is that it becomes a yad. Let's say you grabbed onto the person's hair, and then even though, since the hair is attached, the body's dead, so even though the hair itself is not considered part that can be metame, but it becomes a yad to tuma. And therefore, it would actually become tummy when it's attached. That's the way Tosfos explains why it says v'chiburon kulon tmeim. Tabayi Chizkiyah. Chizkiyah has the following shiloh. We have a lot of shilohs. Okay, it seems like a lot of these dinim when it comes to rekev, it's an interesting din and somewhat subjective. And now it's going to throw off a whole litany of questions. How far are we going to go? Meaning, how crazy when loy rekev? For instance, when we said we needed it to be unadulterated, how unadulterated? We're going to go into that. So, but first, Chizkiyah is going to ask the following shayla. Boy Chizkiyah, sarei emid legaleach. So we just said that hair, if you cut off the hair and threw it in the coffin together and it rotted together with the body, that would be galgalin, meaning that would be taruvus, that would mess up your unadulterated malay tarvid rekev. So here's the following shayla. Sarei emid legaleach. Well, one second, on the contrast, as long as it's connected, so then it's part of the body, then it wouldn't mess up your rekev. Would still be considered part of the rotting body. What happens if it was sarei amid legaleach? Let's say it was long enough to cut. Tziporin amid legazes. So your hair was long enough to shave. Your fingernails were long enough to cut. They were fully grown. My mi amid nikol amid legazes ki gazes. Tell me, do we say it's as if it is cut off, and therefore, if it's cut off, then it will mess up your military record. It will become galgalin taruvis. Idoma hashta mia hamuchubarin. Or maybe we could say that now, lamaisa, it's connected. You said if it's connected to the body, it's part of the body. If it's part of the body, so then it's considered unadulterated rekev, unadulterated rot. Initially, I mean, to Rabba Bar Chana, let's answer it from the following shaila. Taima misham de gazas. What do you mean? Rabba said the whole problem that will mess with your rekev, that will create a mixture of taruvist, and therefore your rekev will be mitama, is if you cut it off. Halai gazas, if you didn't cut it off, loy. So Gemara says, no, hachi kamar. Gazas are zegagalim. Again, if you cut off the fingernails or the hair and put it in together with the body, then it will definitely be galgalin, it'll be taruvus, it'll mess up the rekev base. Loy gazas mi bayale, we don't know, shiloh. Okay, that's first shiloh. Next shiloh, bayi rev yirmiya. Rekev abamine ekev mahu. Okay, what happens if you have rekev that you know came from the foot? Okay, now there's a few different ways to understand this. So we'll have Rashi, we'll have Tosis, and I'll just quickly, briefly quote it. Rashi says, or the Mefarish on the side here, says, Rekev haba mina ekev ki ka'amar. In other words, because since it came from a part, it says, ki ka'amar demalei tarvid rekev tame hecha da'asi mikula meis miklape gviya shalamala de ikar gufu. Meaning, we want to know, does the rekev have to come from the ikar haguf? Or what happens about the bottom of the foot, a totally irrelevant part of the body? So again, do I need the rekev to come from like the body cavity, where all the organs are, where all like the good stuff is? Okay, or with the bottom of the foot? This is a little bit different. This is lefisha akevoy shel adam, because on the bottom of the heel of a person, yesh le'ovei basar she'en le'bechias. You have almost like hardened skin. And it's not really considered like a live aver. It's basically dead skin on the bottom over there. Are we going to consider that an aver or not? But again, if we want to put this into the more drushy pshat, it has to go back to Adam Rishon. And if the whole idea was to create the person, the chiyus, ikar chiyus of a person came min adama, from the Meloi Tavid record that Kosh Baruch Hu took from the area of the Mizbeach, so then it makes sense why the Gemara is asking, well, maybe the foot part, that's not the ikar, that's not why the chiyus is Adam Rishon. The Gemara discusses in many places where was the creation of a person. Is it from Tiburai? Is it from Neshama, right? But either way, it's not from the bottom of the foot. Person, that it's not the ikar part of the creation. So again, that pshat fits very, very nicely, again, into why it's even a shayla. Meaning, ki gamrinon rekev haba mikulei meis. Does it have to be rekev that comes from the kulei meis? Meaning, according to the way Rashi explains this, you have to say it means me'ikar ha-meis. Does it have to come from the real part of the body? Aval da'asim min ha'akev lo'i o'idom o'lo'i shna ta'ashima. So the Gemara is going to try to answer this. The Tani Rav Nosim Barab Ishiya, rekev haba mishnei meisim tamei. We said that if rekev comes from two meisim, it's going to be tamei. Again, and how do we explain this pshat? That it can't be that the two mesim died together, because that would be taruvus. We had this just a few lines ago. So they each died on their own. You took a half a ladleful from each. Okay, so the Gemara says, if you say that a moloi tarvet that comes from the ekev, from the bottom of the person's heel, so that would not be categorized as rekev, zil hacha dilma derech akev ka'asi, v'hacha dilma derech akev ka'asi. Well, if you're just taking a random... you're taking a random half a spoonful from each body, there's no way to know that it didn't come from the ekev itself. So the Gemara says, okay, and here's where we're going to see this idea here. One second, hold your horses. That's not even a question. Again, if the whole body rotted together, and then you took from any part of the body, it's considered one rotting body. And I don't care where that dust came from. It's unidentifiable at that point. It doesn't really matter. So you're right. When I take random dust from two bodies and I put it together to Bolotavit Rekav, I don't care if it actually comes from the Ekev. It doesn't bother me. What we're asking is, Elohacha going to Irkav Chad Evar, V'ka'asi Derech Ekev Mai. Okay, meaning you had one Evar that decomposed. Now you want to take from, meaning I can identify that it definitely, meaning only the Ekev part decomposed, would that can be considered Rekev at all? Right, so again, maybe the body decomposes in stages, maybe the foot would decompose first or become into Rekev to rot, to ash first. So again, I want to know at that point, is that going to be Rekev or not? Okay, so moving on in the Shilas of this interesting sugya of Rekev, so we're going to have a lot more Shilas. A lot more Shilas. Bali Rav Yirmiyah. Ober b'mei Isha. Now we're going to get into some of the ones that are a little even harder. We're going to get to, and the Gemara is going to take it to an extreme. Wait, what's considered taruvos? So now we're done with identifying body parts. Now we want to know specific what's inside of a person. By Rav Yirmiyah, Ober b'mei Isha, do we say that a fetus inside of a woman is galgalon or loy? Meaning, on the one hand, kibin damar mar ober yerech imay. So in Ober, we know we have this din throughout Shas that Ober yerech imay. So if so, hilkach gufa hu. So it's part of her body. And therefore, so we can't consider it a foreign object that's contaminating. No, it's part of her body. Since lamaise, it's going to come out. It has its own identifiable features, and it's going to come out as its own body. Therefore, mifrish parish binei. Okay, it's going to separate, and therefore, it's considered a separate object, a separate person, and therefore, maybe it would be tarubis. So if you say that lamaise, so the ober might come out. And therefore, it's considered a separate object, and therefore, it would be taruvos. What about shechva zera b'mei ishay? So what happens if there was shechva zera still inside the woman? Mi amrinan kivan deloy itzar gup. Since it was not formed yet into its own independent body. Again, we're going now on the tzad that an embryo is a bad, which would come from shechva zera, would come from the combination, so that would be taruvos. So do we say, since lamaisa wasn't formed yet, so therefore, kigufei dami, it hasn't been formed as an independent person or independent thing to be able to be taruvos, to be able to contaminate the rekav of the woman. Okay, oidilma kivin dema alma kasin, lamaisa is considered a foreign object, and therefore, loy. So the Gemara says, okay, that's shaila number one, or shaila number six, but we'll call it shaila number one. Next, Bayi Rav Papa, Pirsha. Okay, what happened? What about her waist? What happens if she has excrement inside her body, which everybody has, by the way? And the Gemara is going to tell you this. Well, then, how would you ever have rekev if you take it to the extreme? But let's see, Pirsha Mahu Kibin Dolei Mekayma B'Dolei Achla. Since a person can't live without eating, Lam Dishan. A person can't eat without leaving, and therefore we're going to consider the excrement, the pierce, the waste inside of a person to be considered part of the person because you can't live without it. Okay, or chiyusahu. Therefore, it's considered part of the ikar. It's just considered like any other bodily fluid of the person. Okay, idilma hanami ma'ama. So lamaisa comes from a foreign object. It didn't come from the body. It wasn't produced by the guf itself, and therefore it would be considered. It would be considered taruvus. It would mess with your rekav. Bayi rav acha berei de rav ikar. What about its R? Now, on the surface, R seems to sound like R, skin, right? But it's a little bit hard. And actually, in Rashi, he discusses both. He says he has two different lashonas. Mahu. So first, he says, like Tosis, that it's the Reich. And we discussed this before, that not all bodily fluids are matama the same. Kichai v'niyai, like phlegm, the way we explained it, is not matame. It has to be, we saw this on the other daf, that it has to be the way the Mishnah, in the one of the other categories that we had kizayis netzel. So that's like goop, like body juice that comes out. And we said, what is netzel? And we said, well, if it hardens. And we said, why does it have to harden? Ah, because in order, let's say we don't know, is it bodily fluids or is it kichai v'niyai? What's the nafkamina? If it's kichai, if it's phlegm or spit, that is not matame. So again, so now we want to know, okay, good. So we know it's not matame on its own as a bodily fluid, but will it be taruvis? Will it create a problem? And we use that as a lashon of oire. That's the first round that actually Tosfos says that way. So oire would be not like it sounds like the skin or kichai v'niyai. That is, like I said, in the first shot. In the second shot, he says it's taka, the skin, but it's a little hard to understand why. I don't really understand why, what the havamina would be that the skin, maybe the very outer layer of like the dry skin or dead skin that's considered at this point a foreign object. But either way, okay, if we can go with the first shot, or like Tosfos says, kichai v'niyai. That spit and phlegm, it's not matama as its own liquid, now up, will become taruves. Will it mess with your rekev? Next. Right, so then you have to understand it must be different forms of kichai v'niyai. Okay, I mean, technically correct. If we go back to Oire, he didn't say, Rashi and Tosfos didn't say kichai v'niyai, they said, Rei kayetzel adam shalai ayeti toirach. So it's like different levels of spit. Kichai v'niyai would be like the stuff you have to really dredge up, and then the oire would be like the spit that's more readily formed to come out. So that's why we're asking in levels. But either way, okay, kichai v'niyai mahu, again, would that be considered? We know it's not matame. Would it be considered a foreign object to contaminate your taruvos for rekev? Amar le Rav Shmuel bar Acha, Rav Papa. So then that, now here he's like, Rav Shmuel bar Acha is saying to Rav Papa basically what we'd all been thinking. Well, if so, v'isal g'daitach kohani, Dikarmri, Havigalgalin. If you want to say that all these things, let's take it to the extreme. Test any theory to the extreme. So if you want to take it to the extreme and you want to say all these are taruvus, that means spit, any sort of liquid, any sort of waste, shechva zera, a baby, you go to the extreme. If they're all going to be considered taruvus, then how do you ever have a person reckon to mitama hecha mishkachasla? The only way, turns out, if you're right, and it's like it's so wild, it's almost like Balashim Bitmiya, that the only way you could actually have a Maloi Tarvat of Rekav that we mutame is a person, the Ashkaya made to call him, that you gave him to drink this decal water, which this decal water, we've seen it in other places throughout Shas, that it had the ability to totally clear out the system. So it would do, number one, it would clear out the system, the Sachya Nasha, and then you would have to, if you want to answer all your Shas, go back to the hairy person, right? Here, I mean, the Gazes, would that be considered Gagalim or not? It's still growing, it's still Mechaber. So you have to put depilatory, essentially put a cream on the mace afterwards to get off all the hair. And then Vishoka would make Tiberia. And then in order to get out, again, the way we explained it is it's like the deeper phlegm inside the person, you'd have to put him like through a steam bath and mamish ooze out every bit of liquid from his body that's like not natural, you know, blood or whatever, not natural body liquid. You'd have to put him through the ringer and then that would become rekev. So if you're saying all these shadows are correct, it's almost like a lush and bit me up. Like, if so, then it's almost impossible. Like, it's never applicable to any mace. Amar Abaye, Naktin on Mesha Tachnu, Ein Lerekev. So, if you ground up a mace, it's not Rekev. So, what's the Havamina? What we're trying to say is like this, that what is Rekev? Rekev is decomposed body dust. Let's say I made dust another way. I mamash put the bones through the grinder. Now it turned into fine bone dust of a person. Would that be considered Rekev? It's dead body dust, so maybe I would think it is. So we say, no, it's not. It has to be a decomposed dust, which we're going to get to in a second. Okay, now, and the Mepharshim bring down the pshat in this is that, and what's the tam, what's the svara of the machlekes, that you have to understand, well, I'll mention in a second, ibayilhu, tachnai v'chazer v'hikivu. Okay, so let's say again, it has to be body rot dust, which comes from a body decaying and then turns into dust, and it can't be ground up bones. We want to know what happens if you did taka, grind it up. Tachnoi v'chazer v'kivu. So again, it became decomposed rot dust. You just got there in an interesting way. First you made it into dust and then it rotted. So you're at lamaisa, you're at decomposed rotting dust. Would that be considered rekev or not? Mahu. Midi hu taima ela de ika basar begin about samais, va'ika. Meaning in order to be rekev, it has to have decomposed as meat, bones, and sinews. Those three, which is what we started the Amud with, that's the qualification. And Lamaisa, you have that. Or maybe you need it to decompose naturally. You can't mess with it. It has to decompose and turn into dust. You can't grind it down, turn it into dust, and then wait for it to rot. Teku. Okay, and again, the Mefarshim explained that what the Shiloh is like this, is that the when you grind it, think about it this way. An Aver is Metama. Kazayis Menames is Metama. The Din of Rekav says that even though the body has essentially decomposed and turned into dust, it'll still be matama. When you grind down the body, the understanding of the Shah is when you grind down the body, so you remove the Shein Tumah. When you grind it down to a fine dust, it's no longer an Efer, it's no longer Kazayis Ben Amez, it's no longer anything. But since it's Halacha Meshmi Sinai that says Meloit, it's really much more lumpy, so I'm trying to explain. If you say that a Meloit Tarvad Rekav is Halacha Meshmi Sinai, in other words, even though I want to try to put this in a little bit clearer. If you had a kazayis ben ames, that would be metame. If it turned into dust, it's no longer a kazayis ben ames, so it wouldn't be metame. It's batal shem tuma. Except that there's halacha mishmi shinai, which says, melei tavrid rekev is going to be metame. So now over here, where I ground down the body part, so now it's avad shem tuma, because I don't have a kazayis ben ames anymore, but then I backed into being rekev, now it got decomposed, so now do I fit back into this halacha mishmi shinai or not? That's the lumdus of the Shiloh. Okay, Tani Ula Bar Chenina, Meisha Chasar Loi Ein Loi Rekev. Okay, again, a similar sort of idea. If you want to just go back to this theme we started with, we ended yesterday and we started with today. Let's say you have a mace that's missing part of a body, will not have Rekev if it's missing. Now, how much is missing? So Rashi and Nida, the Rambam means Masha, that is Chasar Masha, any amount. However, over here, the Mefarish says, Mesha Chasar Aver Kol Shehu, Ein Lo Taris Rekev. It's any tiny Aver. But again, if we want to just explain reasoning, the Lumdas could, if the whole idea is to go back to Adam Rishon and put the body back together, to get it back to this Meloi Tavrid Rekev symbolically, if it's missing, then it's not the whole body getting back together. So that's maybe could give another reason, another example of this. Mesha Chasar Ein Lo Rekev, Veloi Tfusa. It's not going to have the Din of Tfusa, which is that when you unseat a body, let's say you reinter, or you unearth a body from the ground. So since there's some moisture that seeps out, so you have to take some of the dirt with it. V'loi shchunas kvuras, that's a din, that again, if you have three bodies buried together, you can't just move the body because that has din of a beis hakvaris. However, if one of the mesim are chaser, it's going to lose this din of saying that it's like you have three bodies for that purpose. Mesvei, again, so the point is, Ula Bar Chenina said a mace that's chaser doesn't have rekev. We're now going to ask him that. Mace vei, lo yimamer ben mace yeshli rekev. Let's look at a mace. Okay, now what's going on over here? That this is talking about a Mishnah Idias. And the Mishnah Idias is going back and forth, and we're comparing an Aver min achai to an Aver min hamace, or mace metame ba'oil. So the Gemara is saying, Lo Yimamet, we're in the middle of an argument over here. Lo Yimamet, you can't say whatever you were going to say to try to compare an Aver Menachai to a Mace Metama Ba'ayo. Lo Yimamet, be Mace. You can't compare an Aver Menachai because Lo Yimamet, Mace, Sheyesh Lai Roiv, Veroiva, Amelie Tavid Rekid. A Mace, a dead person, has the dinim of Roiv, Roiva, that if you have Roiv, Minyan, or Binyan, you have Roiv of the bone structure, we'll see this, or Roiva, Atzamais, for normal, not for Nazir, of course. Nazir needs Chatzi Kav, it has to have double the amount in order to be Megaleach. But normally we say that Roiva, a revius worth of bones, would be Metama. Oy Meloi Tavrid Rekev. So again, Mace has all these things. So therefore, Tamar, you can't compare it Bechai to Aver Menachai. She'en Lo Roiva Lo Roiva Lo Meloi Tavrid Rekev. Fine. Now the question is, we're saying you can't compare Aver Menachai to Aver Menames because Mace has, Aver Menames has Aver Menames. That's what we're thinking. We're trying to compare it to Aver Menames. Aver Menames has Meloi Tavrid Rekev. We just said Mace Chasser does not have Meloi Tavrid Rekev. So if an Aver min ha-meis has Meloi Tavrid Rekev, so then you see that you're wrong. Hey, chidami. The Irkiv Chad Aver, so we think, again, we're trying to compare Aver min ha-chais to Aver min ha-meis. Aver min ha-chai, you can't compare, and the Mishnah is saying, don't compare the two, because Aver min ha-chai doesn't have Meloi Tavrid Rekev, and Aver min ha-meis does have Meloi Tavrid Rekev. You just said it has to be a full body. So if even if it was chaser a little bit, it would lose its Moitama Regev. So for sure, one Aver of a mace would not be Moitama. Would not be Metama. Dachvase Gabi Mace, Afilu, Chad Aver, Ika Regev. So we see there is Regev. The Gemara says, no, you read that wrong. Mikotani, Ha Mace. We weren't saying that an Aver Mina Mace has Moitama Regev. We were trying to say that I cannot compare Aver Mina Chai to Mace. General, the category of Mace, because they're in the category of Mace. Maybe if it's chaser, you're right. You would obviate that. You wouldn't be able to do it. But in the category of mace, we do have loytav rekev. Hakamash malon shum mace yesh loy rekev shum chai ein loy rekev. Let's just see one more shaila and then we'll stop. Bay Rava. Again, in this idea of loytav rekev hirkiv. So let's say you have like gangrene. So kshu chai. So let's say the body part rotted when he was alive. The chazar umace, and then the person died. So essentially, the body part died first. Once it died, it lost the shame of a body part. Then the whole person died. Do we say it's like the? Do we consider it a chaser? Because we just said, Rav Chista said that halacha l'mashmi Sinai, special dinim, that Noli Tavret has to come from a full body. Is this considered a full body? Because it essentially first rotted, part of it rotted, and then died. Does it have to rot, become body dust that rots from a whole body? Lamaisa now, it's all rotted body. So I all got to the same place. Tashema. So again, we're trying to bring a raya from the same case, the same Mishnah, and we're going to answer the same thing. You can't compare chai to mace because, again, what happened in that case is Avram and Amais. That's what we're assuming. Avram and Amais does have loy tarv and rekev. So the Gemara tavim mishem chai hamais yeshlei rekev. We see that Avram and Amais does have rekev. So the Gemara again answers mi katani. And by the way, just the Mefarshim explained that this shaila is the same shaila as it's, and it's especially if we explain the lumbus, it sounds very much like you ground the body part. You ground the bones down, you got it to dust, and now you want to know if we can back into the rot. This would be the same question. The Aver died, the limb itself died, now you're backing back into it. Can you back into, again, if you hold that, if it's chaser, it's going to be a problem, can you back into this halacha l'mashmi Sinai, maloi tavid rekev, of body, decomposed body, rot, dust? Mikotani ha-meis, ha-kamashmon, de-shum-meis, yesh le-rekev, shum-chayin le-rekev, and therefore you have no raya from there. We'll stop there.